Well, on August 7th at approximately 6:23 in the morning, officers were dispatched to the Marriott Hotel, room 405, for a harassment report. They met Aaron Alexis, who stated he was a naval contractor and he travels often.
What kind of things was he saying to the officers?
He wanted to explain to the officer that he got onto a flight from Virginia to Rhode Island, and when he got into a verbal altercation with an unknown person at the airport, he also stated that he believes that the individual that he got into the argument with had sent three people to follow him and to keep him awake by talking to him and sending vibrations into his body.
He was also apparently talking about having a lack of sleep and needing to move around.
Well, he didn't say anything like that. He stated that he had not witnessed these individuals, but believed that they were two black males and a black female. He stated that he first heard them talking to him through a wall while at the Residence Inn in Middletown. He then packed up from that hotel and went to a hotel on the Navy base, where he continued to hear the same voices talking to him through the walls, floor, and ceiling. He then stated he moved to the third hotel, currently the Marriott, where the officers responded to for his harassment complaint. He stated to the officers that the three individuals were speaking to him through the floor. He also said that they were using some sort of microwave machine to send vibrations through the ceiling, penetrating his body, so he could not fall asleep.
And then what was the advice of the officers to him, or how did they react? Did they feel like...
Well, they didn't question him, and he did state that he had no history of mental illness in his family and never had any sort of mental episode. He couldn't elaborate about these individuals who was so-called harassing him, but he was told by the officers that if these individuals did come to him and was to call us back, and we would talk to these individuals.
And then my understanding was that the department then notified the Newport Naval Station, is that right?
Yeah, all of our police reports are reviewed by supervisors, and upon report review, the officer in charge then notified, due to the Navy base implications and claims that Mr. Alexis was hearing voices, we did make contact to the Naval Station Police in Newport, advising of the claims of Mr. Alexis, and then faxed a copy of the report over there. They did say they would follow up on the matter as whether or not he was indeed a naval-based contractor.
And is this something done as of course, that you normally would do this in an incident like that when you suspect or believe that it's somehow involved with the Navy?
Well, yeah, we're an international destination, where, people from all over the world come to, dignitaries and, with the Navy base. Although there was no charges against him, and he's saying that, he has no mental illness, and to the officers, he was the victim. He was reporting to be a victim of a crime. But by some of the statements, we thought it would be pretty prudent to just advise the Navy base about this.
And then it's really, the ball, I guess, is in their court at that point, right?
Right.
And then when you heard and other officers in the department heard the name of this person and recognized that this was the guy who had been involved in this incident, I would imagine that raised a lot of eyebrows.
Well, yeah, I mean, you because of where the international destination, we run the names, especially individuals, because a lot of people do come to Newport from all over the place. We then notified, upon we found out it was indeed Mr. Alexis, we notified the FBI immediately that we had contact with him in August.
I see. So that happened just after everything came out on Monday?
That was less than 24 hours. We checked and his name came up and we made notification then.
And do you feel just overall, does the department feel like, this is just one of these bizarre incidents that occurred and everything went according to how you would normally handle a situation like this?
Yeah, I mean, we always try to, we always second-guess ourselves, But our hearts and prayers are with the families in this tragedy. in Washington.
All right. Well, we certainly appreciate you getting back to us. Is there anything else you'd like to add or
no,
something
I mean,
that I didn't ask you
that's
about?
That's basically it.
Okay.
It wasn't a 911 call. It was just over regular phone lines to the police station for a report.
And just one last thing. Did he contact the police, or did the police go as a response to somebody else calling in?
No, he had called the police.
He had called the police, and so he had called saying that he was hearing these voices?
Well, he had called stating that he wanted to make a harassment complaint.
Oh, I see. Interesting. All right, well, thank you very much. I certainly appreciate you taking the time to call us this morning.
No problem. You take care.
All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.